Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Napaaga po ng isang araw ang rollout ng Pfizer vaccine sa isang medical center dito sa Sydney. Isa si Prime Minister Scott Morrison sa mga unang tumanggap ng coronavirus vaccine sa Australia. Narito po ang detalye.
There we go!
Nagbubunyi ang mga tao sa isang aged care facility nang mabakunahan ang isang 84-year-old at World War II survivor at residenteng si Jane Malisiak. Siya ang pinakaunang tao sa Australia na tumanggap ng coronavirus vaccine. Nasorpresa ang marami nang napaaga ng isang araw ang pagpapabakuna sa ilang lugar. Unang nasampulan ng bakuna si Prime Minister Scott Morrison para maipakita ang kumpiyansa niya sa bisa at kalidad ng vaccine.
And I have, by my own example today, joined by the chief nurse and midwifery and the chief medical officer of our country, together with those Australians who are in the top priority of this vaccination program, to say to you Australians, it's safe, it's important, join us on this Australian path that sees us come out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Sinimulan ngayong araw ang Phase 1A ng vaccination kung saan nasa 1.4 million doses ng Pfizer vaccine ang ibibigay sa mga hotel quarantine workers, frontline healthcare workers at aged care staff at residents hanggang sa mga susunod na linggo. Ayon kay Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Allison McMillan, mahalaga ang suporta ng mga healthcare workers sa pagpapabakuna.
It really doesn't hurt at all. This is such an important day for Australia, but it's a particularly eye focus, obviously, on our healthcare workers. They are the people who are part of 1A, who will be starting to get this vaccine, and I want to encourage all of them to have confidence in this and to get the vaccine, along with aged care workers and, of course, aged care residents.
Iginiit naman ni Ginoong Morrison na voluntaryo ang pagpapaturok at gumagawa sila ng paraan para alisin ang pangamba ng mga mamamayan sa pamamagitan ng public health advertising campaigns.
This whole process has been developed and is being run and has been signed off by the best medical experts in the world, and they are Australian. And so for that reason, I would encourage people to join with us, but also have the questions answered that they want to ask. I think that's completely understandable. But you know, I think as time goes on, and as people see the benefits, as we're already starting to see in other countries that have gone down this path, then I would expect to see confidence continue to lift.
Dagdag pa nito, nakipagtulungan ng federal government sa mga estado at teritoryo para sa pamamahagi ng vaccine base sa abiso ng Australian Health Protection Principal Committee. Sa Queensland, 125,000 na residente ang unang mabibigyan ng bakuna hanggang sa susunod na 6 na linggo. Sinabi ni Queensland Chief Health Officer Janet Young na uunahing bakunahan sa mga estado ang mga hotel quarantine staff at direct frontline healthcare workers, habang ang federal government naman ang mamamahala sa pagpapabakuna ng mga residente sa aged care at disability accommodation. Pagkatapos ng 6 na linggo, mas maraming residente na ang makakatanggap ng vaccine.
Now, Phase 1B is 1 million Queenslanders. So that's everyone who's aged 70 years and over, and most of those people will be able to go to their normal GP. Then any of our First Nations people in Queensland aged over 55 are included in this group. Younger adults who have severe underlying disease or disability, they're in this group.
Sa datos naman mula sa vaccination rollout sa Israel, ang 2 doses ng Pfizer vaccine ay nasa 96% na epektibo laban sa impeksyon. Itinuturing na pinakamabilis sa buong mundo ang ginawang vaccination campaign ng Israel, kung saan 47% ng populasyon ay nabakunahan na simula pa noong Disyembre. 32% naman, o 2.88 million ang nakatanggap ng 2 doses. Ayon pa sa Health Ministry ng Israel, ang vaccine ay 99% 99.2% effective laban sa mga malubhang sakit at epektibo rin ng 98.9% naman sa pagpigil ng pagkamatay ng mga pasyente. Sinabi ni Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly na ang layunin nila ay mabawasan ang mga namamatay dahil sa virus at mapalawak ang pagtanggap ng vaccine.
That key point is about the severe disease, and we know that both the AstraZeneca and the Pfizer vaccine, which I now have had, that will protect me. There's new evidence coming all the time from the real world experience from countries that have been vaccinating now for a couple of months, and that real world experience is absolutely confirming that decreases in hospitalizations, decreases in deaths, decreases in serious disease. These are really important findings.
Kasunod naman ng desisyon ng Facebook na alisin ang mga news content mula sa lahat ng Australian media organizations na nakaapekto rin sa iba pang mga grupo, hindi umano gagamit ang federal government ng paid advertising para ipalaganap ang mga impormasyon tungkol sa coronavirus na nasabing social media platform. At para sa iba pang ulat na may kaugnayan sa COVID-19, bisitahin lamang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. At yan ang binuong ulat ni Edwina Ginen at Biwa Kwan na isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.